Let's start with Ocoee and that one spot.
That one spot?
Yeah, that one spot.
Is that the name of the place?
That is the name of the place. Yeah, yeah. I guess they thought they were being clever and...
Who's on first?
Yeah, a little bit like that. I'd been hearing a lot about this place. It's another in our growing list of burger places. And it's a very young staff. Nothing wrong with that if they've got some leadership. I didn't see any leadership. I thought I'd walked into maybe a high school party. And
wow.
And unfortunately, the food wasn't as good as I'd heard it could have been.
Oh, no.
Of course, I had a burger. I had that one burger. The best thing was it was cooked perfectly, but it had no flavor. The bun that it was on was stale, and it
wow.
wasn't even hot enough to melt the cheese on it. I ordered a side of fries, and they were just little sticks of bland.
A downer all around.
Yeah. I hope they get some guidance, maybe some adult supervision.
A guidance counselor?
Maybe. And I'd love to go back and find that it's improved. It's getting a lot of buzz from people who disagree with me. I hope that I can go back and be proven wrong.
Not many people care for being proven wrong. I like that about you. What's our next step?
Now we have a new place, which is actually an old place.
Run this, that by me again?
Well, Terra Mia Wine Bar and Restaurant. You may remember Terra Mia Ristorante, Altamont Springs. And they closed in January, and they've reopened now as Terra Mia Wine Bar and Restaurant right around the corner, new development on Douglas Avenue. They also have a pizzeria in Lake Mary. So they opened with combining the Ristorante full menu with the pizzeria concept, and they've sort of mashed them together. And then the pizza was good. The crust was perfect. And I had the four cheese, which had lots of cheese, I'm giving them good props on that. Had a short rib entree that was also very good. But then I had a couple of so-so dishes, spaghetti and meatballs. The meatballs were really bland orbs. There just wasn't any flavor. And the pasta was undercooked.
Oh, no.
The pasta in my lasagna was cooked properly. But then again, the red sauce that was served with it just had no characteristics. So that was a disappointment. So we had some good things and some not so good things at Terra Mia's.
Where else did you go?
Hash House a Go Go.
Hash House a Go Go. That's a name for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. They're hash slingers. This is on International Drive. They do serve dinners, but their forte is breakfast. Big, big breakfasts. One of their signature items is chicken and waffles.
Oh.
And it's huge. It's a tower. You'd expect to see a listing on the menu that says you must be at least this tall to order this entree. it's just ridiculously large. What's good is that they're not just giving you too much food. The food is done well. And that chicken and waffles I thought was terrific. The fried chicken on it had a nice, crispy, well-seasoned breading. And even a simple dish like just scrambled eggs with bacon, maybe some hash browns, they did that well too, and not quite as overwhelmingly large. So go-go to Hash House a Go-Go. And the other two we'll sort of wait and see.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.